in the river at dawn. Send me away with the words of a love song. Uh-oh, uh-oh. Lord, make me a rainbow. I'll shine down on my mother. She'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors. Oh, and life ain't always what you think it ought to be. No, ain't even gray, but she buries her baby. The sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time. If I die young, bury me in satin. Lay me down on a bed of roses. Sink me in the river at dawn. Send me away with the words of a love song. The sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time. And I'll be wearing white when I come into your kingdom. I'm as green as the ring on my little cold finger. I've never known the loving of a man, but it sure felt nice when he was holding my hand. There's a boy here in town, says you'll love me forever. Who would have thought forever could be severed by the sharp knife of a short life? For my thoughts, oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar. They're worth so much more after I'm a goner. And maybe then you'll hear the words I've been singing. Funny when you're dead how people start listening. If I
here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As Hurricane Milton churns towards Florida's west coast, officials there are warning time is running out to leave. FEMA insists it'll be ready. ABC's Karen Travers has more on how they're tracking it in Washington.
President Biden and Vice President Harris this morning will get briefed on the administration's preparations for Hurricane Milton, and later this afternoon, the president will deliver remarks on the storm. The White House says the president spoke by phone last night with local officials in Florida about the ongoing work to be ready for the storm, and he reiterated his message to call him directly if they need additional assistance on response and recovery efforts. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The Justice Department shutting down what it says was a terror plot to attack Americans on election. Election Day, the man was caught in Oklahoma as he tried to buy an AK-47 and 500 rounds of ammunition. One of the most iconic hotels in Las Vegas is now just a pile of rubble. The Tropicana imploded early this morning to make way for a new baseball stadium on the Strip. This is ABC News. The strike by tens of thousands of Boeing workers is now into its fourth week, and prospects for a deal are suddenly dimmer. Boeing says the union is not taking its proposal seriously, so it has pulled its latest offer off the table, and there are no new talks set. Work on proteins, leading three scientist researchers to this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry.
Three winners share the top prize for their work with proteins. Recipient David Baker from the University of Washington in Seattle created a host of new proteins used in things like vaccines. Meanwhile, Demise Hesabis and John Jumper with Google DeepMind in London created an artificial intelligence model that's been able to predict the structure of virtually all of the 200 million proteins that researchers have identified. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Rare sight in the Sahara, rain. A recent storm has left lagoons amid palm trees and dunes in southeast Morocco. It almost never gets rain in late summer. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will remain on the ballot in Wisconsin. Last month, the Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld a lower court's ruling that candidates can only be removed from the ballot if they die. Monday, the court denied a motion from Kennedy's attorney to reconsider that ruling. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has released the latest forward exam scores, and they're the first scores since the state made changes to the test design. Under the old standards, roughly 39% of students performed at proficient or advanced levels in English language arts, and 41% scored similarly in math. And higher egg prices this season are due to several issues, according to UW-Madison economics professor Andrew Stevens, one being the summer's bird flu outbreak, which wiped out a large number of laying hens. The other is a seasonal increase in egg demand as more people start baking for the fall and winter. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Believers City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be sunny and warm here for a few more days, but we're going to bring back fall temperatures by the weekend. Today, sunny 74. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, sunshine 81. We'll get to 76 on Friday. Partly cloudy, 65 by Saturday. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
On the way, we're going to talk with Major Michelle Heaver with the Salvation Army's Emergency Radio Network. That's coming up next. Here's Brooks and Dunn.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back, where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart you'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning is Major Michelle Heaver. She is with the Salvation Army's Saturn program, and we are going to talk about what the Saturn program is. Saturn stands for the Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network, and this is a network of ham radio operators that provide communication to and from disaster sites around the world. And Major Heaver, again, thank you for joining us this morning. I know it's a very, very busy time for you right now, but ham radio, I've experienced this, I guess, personally. Every year, our engineer Greg, is a ham radio operator, and I actually get to observe the ham radio field day, where the he's got everything set up, no electricity, things like that. And it's more than just a contest. It's a test of emergency communications during disasters. So there's going to be a lot of ham radio operators in the eastern United States using that training coming up over the next few days, correct?
Correct. Actually, we have ham radio operators across the United States who are Saturn volunteers who are partnering right now with the Hurricane Watch Net. They activated actually yesterday to monitor Milton as it is approaching. They will be on 20 meters, 14.325. They started again this morning at 8 a.m., and then they'll be on 40 meters, 7.268, for the remainder of the day, depending on how the propagation is. And they will be remain active until the hurricane passes through. But again, once it passes through, they will continue to remain active on those both frequencies to assist with emergency traffic, health and welfare traffic with Saturn to get some traffic in and out of those affected areas.
And Major Heaver, this is something that even during the last hurricane, I know the radio station, one of the radio stations in Asheville, North Carolina, WWNC, actually was working with ham radio operators, because if there's no phone, if there's no internet, the AM radio station can work with the ham radio to kind of get stuff out to public who may not have a ham, a radio receiver. And that's the importance of this whole program, isn't it?
Correct. Absolutely. When phones are down, traditional phones are down, then amateur radio operators are able to get traffic in and out of disaster areas.
Can you explain, Major Heaver, what some of these ham radio operators are doing to prepare for this? Because obviously they're going to lose electricity too. So kind of go through what some of these folks, once they were alerted, what they're doing, especially on the eastern seaboard or in Florida where the storm may directly hit, what they're doing to get ready for this so they can stay on the air.
Oh, yeah, they'll be getting their generators ready, getting plenty of fuel for their generators. So once electricity is lost, they'll be able to continue operating using generators.
And do you know, I know that this is a group of volunteers, so these are just amateur radio operators. They volunteer with the Salvation Army. And you yourself are a ham radio operator as well, or you have been. But do a lot of these folks have facilities or places where they're going to be safe so they can stay on the air? Because, I mean, geez, you know, okay, I have a ham radio spot, but if it gets blown away, it's, you know, obviously it's not going to work. So do they also have, you know, do a lot of these folks have their own facilities that will withstand these big storms?
That's a great question, because they may not be able to operate, you know, during the storm. Or that may become very unsafe. And again, with the capabilities of the HF radios, they can, from afar, they can continue to get traffic in and out of the area.
And so
we can have operators in California who can communicate with amateur radio operators in Florida, North Carolina. They can continue to get that traffic in and out.
And Major Heaver, how does the emergency services, law enforcement, and that, do they work with the ham radio operators too? Because they're also kind of in the blind here as well. So is that amateur radio operator that link to keep everybody connected?
That's the goal, is to be able to be on the same frequencies as first responders. And sometimes that is possible with the 800 megahertz radios. That's very helpful to first responders if we're able to get on the same frequencies and monitor the same frequencies that they are using.
And you mentioned that the Saturn network really across the entire United States is going to be helping with this. So Engineer Greg, he is a ham radio operator. He's actually in Illinois. He also has a spot up in northern Wisconsin. But if he's part of that, he also could be working this storm tonight, correct?
Correct. He can monitor the frequencies that I just mentioned, and Yeah. So, I think it's open to all ham radio operators, 14.325 on 20 meters and 7.268 on 40 meters.
And for those that are listening, if they're a ham radio operator, how can they become a member of Saturn and say, hey, I want to be able to be a part of this too to help out down the road?
Yeah, they can connect with their local Salvation Army unit and become a Salvation Army volunteer. And with their amateur radio license, they can be, that puts them in eligible to be a Saturn member.
And finally, Major Major Heaver, you may not know this, but in the aftermath of this storm, the aftermath of Helene, if folks want to help out our friends and neighbors in the eastern United States, how can they do that through the Salvation Army?
The best way to help individuals who have been affected by both storms is through monetary donations through their local Salvation Army. That will then be sent directly to those affected areas, and the local Salvation Army staff and volunteers in that area can help get exactly what they need into their hands.
All right.
More difficult when you're accepting physical donations to get those to the affected area. So monetary donations work far better for meeting the needs of the individuals in those areas that have been affected by both storms.
Sure. All right. And again, you can also, if you'd like more information as well, you can visit the Salvation Army website as well. Well, Major Heaver, I know you have probably a lot of work to do here as you're coordinating all of these Saturn members, these ham radio operators. All of them are just ordinary citizens and volunteers.
Yeah.
They're going to have a very, very busy next couple of days. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for letting me have a few moments of your time.
Major Michelle Heaver, she is one of the coordinators with the Saturn program with the Salvation Army. That's the Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network. You're listening to WRDN.
It's a couple hours before the football game. The only question is, what are you bringing to the tailgate? Classic beef cheeseburgers? Steak fajitas? Or maybe that beefy seven-layer dip everyone raves about. No matter what you bring, if it's beef, you're going to be the MVP. Together, we bring more. Rev up your crowd at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE, 844-53-BIBLE.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, "Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please." She'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope. Six shooter riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. I might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
The home of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Now you didn't hear any of this from me. station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar, more than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world, she's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from her first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world, she's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's. Somebody's daughter.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Drew Baldridge, She's Somebody's Daughter. 9:34, I'm Brian Winnekins. And this reminder that there'll be a nutrition and mental health workshop on October 12th. That's this Saturday, 1 to 3 at the Red House of Hope in Mondovi. This will be with Chelsea Webster. Visit the Red House of Hope Facebook page for more information on that. Let's run down today in history for this October 9th. 1701, the Collegiate School of America was chartered in New Haven, Connecticut. Never heard of it. Oh, they changed the name to Yale University. Okay, happy birthday to Yale. Harvard, right? 1855, the sewing machine motor was patented by Isaac Singer. 1863, the Washington Monument opened to the public. 1915, President Woodrow Wilson became the first president to attend a World Series game. 1935, Cavalcade of America was broadcast for the first time on CBS Radio. It would be moved later to NBC and would stay on the air for 18 years. 1936, the first generator at Hoover Dam begins transmitting electricity to Los Angeles. 1973, Priscilla Presley divorced Elvis following a 2-year separation. The couple had been married for 6 years. 1974, German businessman Oskar Schindler passed away in Frankfurt, West Germany. He was credited with saving the lives of nearly 1,200 Jews during the Holocaust. Of course, you've seen the movie about that, probably, Schindler's List. That's what that's about. In 2006, reports that North Korea had successfully conducted an underground nuclear weapons test spread rapidly across the globe. 2006, search engine Google buys YouTube for a cool $1.6 billion. Wow. 2016, Samsung temporarily suspends production of its Galaxy Note 7 smartphones after reports of its replacement catching fire. Oops! That's probably not a good thing. Just saying. And in 2022, the brightest cosmic explosion ever took place. A gamma ray burst 2.4 billion light years away. Astronomers believe the burst may have been the result of a star collapsing to form a black hole. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Elsevia Co-op and Jerry Barron Sons.
At Jerry Barron Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 14 to 21.27, December up 11 to 20.76, January up 12 to 20.32, February up 3 at 19.73. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly lower, while hogs also moving up mostly lower. A lot of technical buying yesterday in the livestock sector. Fundamentals were positive. The trend is up, but at least early on, the trade wants to take some profits as they await for that demand to actually develop on the cash side. October live cattle down 20 cents to 188.27. October feeder cattle down 52 cents to 249.80. October hogs down 20 cents to 83.92. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn is higher. Soybeans are moving mostly lower. Wheat markets moving mostly higher. Have a little bit of technical buying yet in corn and wheat this morning, but some continued concerns and selling in the bean pit due to the beneficial rains in South America. There's also some USDA reports coming out on Friday, so we have a lot of positioning ahead of that. December corn up a quarter to 421. New crop 25 up a quarter to 450, 4.25. November beans up down 3 to 10.13.25. New crop 25 down 2.5 to 10.63.25. Chicago wheat December up 2.75.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be sunny and warm here for a few more days, but we're going to bring back fall temperatures by the weekend. Today, sunny 74. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, sunshine 81. We'll get to 76 on Friday. Partly cloudy, 65 by Saturday. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I've been up. my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottom. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. No problems. Want a towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Want to look through my shades and see you there with me. Want to soak up life for a while and lay back more. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottom. And no shoes, no shirt, no problem. Get past tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. But no shoes, and no shirt, and no problems. No problems.
Dead in its tracks. Across the room I could see him there, a ghost from my past. But he's too caught up to notice me. She must be his new love. I never dreamed that it would. I know how he feels, how warm his touch is. Oh, how he feels, how soft his kiss is. And it cuts right down to the bone, 'cause I let him go. But tonight there's no denying, what a love like his is worth. He once looked at me the way he's looking at her. What a lucky girl. Because
the country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
That old C71, the road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. Baby, I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Up boots and high on a perfume bus. That sea forever sky wasn't near as high as us. Yeah, our hearts were beating faster than a runaway midnight train. We couldn't stay forever, but we said it anyway. Baby, hold me tight and never let me go. Look up at the sky, heaven's putting on a show.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, and Dustin Lynch, Stars Like Confetti. I'm Brian Winnekins. This reminder, there'll be a Red Cross Blood Drive October 28th, noon to 6, at the Plum City American Legion Post. And call Pat at 507-993-9218. That's 507-993-9218 to make an appointment today. Well, from our One Man's Trash is Another Man's Treasure Department. A work of art was rescued from the trash at a Dutch museum after being mistaken for what it depicts. Trash! All the Good Times We Spent Together. It's a 1988 art piece by French artist Alexander Latfit. Appears at first glance to be a pair of empty beer cans abandoned on the floor. But a closer look reveals the dented cans were meticulously hand-painted with acrylics, with each detail painstakingly replicated. Well, the museum said the piece was on display at the facility's glass elevator shaft. Well, a technician came along and was like, "All right, who's been drinking here in the museum? Oh, I can't even pick up your empty beer cans." Threw them out! Whoops. Museum employees noticed the artwork missing, then launched a desperate search and rescue mission. They found the cans in the trash bin that was about to be taken to the dumpster. The museum's executive director said the technician who threw the art away was filling in for the museum's usual elevator technician, who was well acquainted with the museum's collection. Again, one man's trash apparently is another man's treasure.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty right. Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm in love with you.
why do I fight? I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I wanna do. It's making me lose my mind, girl. I thought about thinking through. Every time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Chris Stapleton, Think I'm in Love with You. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thank you to Michelle Heaver with the Salvation Army's Emergency Radio Network. Had a chance to talk with her about the ham radio preparations. And if you missed that interview, it will be on our podcast page at realcountry1430.com. Just go to the podcast tab and you'll be able to listen to that there. By the way, happy National Moldy Cheese Day today. A cheesemonger is a person who specializes in cheese, butter, and other dairy products. Okay. They like moldy cheese. Some cheese molds, red or brown-tinged molds, are offensive. Toss the bacteria-contaminated moldy cheese in the garbage quickly.